Today is the feast day of St. Martin de Porres, a wonderful saint called the Saint of Charity. He was born in the year 1579 in Lima, Peru. And this was an interesting time for the church because there were four or five men and women that were later canonized that lived during the same time period in Lima, Peru. All of us have heard of St. Rose of Lima. We, of course, have Martin de Porres. We also have Blessed John Macias and St. Charibius, as well as actually a few others that have been canonized by the church. So it was a very grace-filled time during that century in Lima, Peru. St. Martin de Porres was born in the year 1579, and his background was rather unique because he was an illegitimate child of a freedwoman from Panama and a Spanish soldier from Peru. And when he was born, his features were very dark, and so his father was very unpleased with this, and it took him 8 years to acknowledge that Martin was his son. Eventually, when the father had another illegitimate child, Martin's sister, the father completely abandoned the family and left. So Martin was raised by his mother and raised in dire poverty in Lima, Peru. So we have a situation here of a young man born really in the ghetto without a role model as a father who could have turned out to be a juvenile delinquent. And yet with God's grace, he became a great saint. So we can see that suffering can make a person bitter or better. Notice how close those words are, bitter or better. And Martin chose, with God's grace, to become a great saint. At the age of 12, his mother apprenticed him to a barber and a surgeon. And this barber and surgeon was able to train him in medical treatment, taking care of the sick, caring for the wounds, and administering medicine, as well as cutting people's hair. Later on, Martin felt called to the religious life, so he asked the Dominicans if he could just be a lay volunteer. He felt he was not worthy to become a brother or a priest. And so for 9 years, he worked as a lay helper with the Dominicans, and he would spend many hours of day in prayer and penance. He was known for his charity and humility. And then after 9 years, the order said, you know, we really think that you should become one of us and become a brother. And so he was encouraged, and he did make his religious profession and became a Dominican. And his work continued to increase, his prayer and penance and visiting the sick and the poor. And he would take care of all people, regardless of race or color. And especially he administered to the poor slaves that were brought from Africa and sold in Lima, Peru. He was also in charge of the finances for the Dominican priory. And once when the priory was in financial debt, he offered that they could sell him as a slave. That's how humble he was. He felt he was willing to offer himself if it would help save the monastery. So most of his work from then on was just the ordinary works of charity, what we call the corporal works of mercy. He was so humble, and yet God gifted him with many special miraculous gifts. For example, he could bilocate. There were many, just like Padre Pio could, people could see him on one side of the city. At the same time, people could see him helping the poor on another side of the city. Many times when he prayed, he levitated and was lifted up in the air. Many times when he prayed, the whole room was filled with light. He had miraculous knowledge. He could tell things that were going to happen. And he was also known for working miracles. And he had amazing power over animals. You might know the story of how the mice and the rats were always in the kitchen eating the monk's grain. And Martin was able to convince the mice to stay out in the garden. And they obeyed him. We know that he died at the age of 58, and he died calling himself just a poor slave of the Lord. And as I mentioned, one of his great friends was St. Rose of Lima. I just want to end with reading a couple sentences from Pope John the 23rd, who canonized St. Martin de Porres in the year 1962. So even though he died in the year 1639, he was not canonized for 300 years. The Pope says that Martin excused the faults of others. He forgave the bitterest injuries, convinced that he deserved much severer punishments on account of his own sins. He tried with all his might to redeem the guilty. Lovingly, he comforted the sick. He provided food, clothing, and medicine for the poor. He helped as best he could farm laborers and Negroes, as well as mulattoes who were looked upon at that time as akin to slaves. Thus, he deserved to be called by the name the people gave him, Martin of Charity.